Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Morning, everyone. Can I ask you, are you one of the 52% of the Irish workforce who is feeling unfulfilled in your current role but are thinking that a job change is just out of the question because of your situation? Well, hiring platform irishjobs.ie has announced details of its Brand For You programme, it's called, right? Brand For You. It's a special series of supports responsibly developed in partnership with popular local experts in the areas of wellness and finance to demystify the barriers to job change, because there are a lot. One of those experts is Jerry Hussey, and he's on the line now to tell us more. Jerry, good morning.
Morning, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm good. Why are employees in Ireland unfulfilled in their current roles? Why are there so many?
I think it comes down to a number of things. I think for some people, they're in the right job, but maybe just the workload and the way we worked over the last couple of years, send it all on. The more work becomes, you know, online and technology, it's kind of the space between work and relaxation kind of switched off. So I think for some people, they're in the right job, they're in a job that they love, but maybe they're just too much of it. Maybe, you know, they're just tired. And then I think for some people, they're in the wrong job, because unfortunately, we kind of have an education system in Ireland whereby we're told what certain jobs are. We're told that's a good job, and we start to chase things because somebody else says it's a good job, or we chase a status thing, or we chase a pension, or we chase, and then when we get into the job, we kind of realize this isn't really the job for me, but because we put so much time and effort in getting the job, we stay in it. But I mean, we know that we live roughly 900 months and we sleep 300, so roughly we have 600 waking months on the planet, and we can spend up to half that at work. So it's really important that we begin to ask ourselves the question, am I fulfilled in my job? Does my job bring me a sense of meaning and purpose and passion? Because if it doesn't, it means that a large percentage of your time, a large percentage of your life is going to be spent in an arena or an environment in which there's no passion, no enthusiasm. And I think that's from a health and wellness point of view, all the science shows that when we're in a job with meaning and purpose and passion, not only are we happier, but we're actually healthier.
Wow. Jerry. Now, I know we haven't spoken before, but I just want to say right here, right now, I'm loving your chat. I'm loving what you have to say. You're speaking to a lot of people and you're making a lot of sense. What is stopping people from changing their careers? I mean, the sense of feeling trapped, is it? Mortgages, it says 52%. And a lot of people are saying because of relationships. Is that relationships at work, or is that spouses and partners?
It's all of those. I think, you know, we have to admit, leaving a job is not simple. So even though, you know, I constantly tell people, if your job isn't fulfilling you, you really need to think about it. But I know it's not easy. I had to leave a safe, secure job and start my own business. If anyone has ever started their own business, it's a scary. So first thing, fear is a big holder. Mm-hmm. And then when we start to look, you know, what drives the fear, I think it's one of two things. It's either we overestimate the challenge. So, you know, for a while I was probably overestimating how hard it is to write a book, how hard it is to run a business, how hard it is to get online. And then when you kind of do it and you do it one step at a time, you kind of realize, God, for the last 10 years, I was telling myself I couldn't do it. I was telling myself that this was harder than it actually is. So one is we overestimate the challenge. And then the biggest part, and this is what we're trying to work on in Brand of You, is we totally underestimate ourselves. Mm-hmm. We tell ourselves stories like, that probably wouldn't work for me. I wouldn't get that job. It probably wouldn't work. And when we think of how things spin out, we always tend to go towards the negative. So I think it's fear. Mm-hmm. And I think the fear is driven by either one of two things. We overestimate the challenge, or we underestimate ourselves.
Should you follow your passion, though, when it comes to choosing a career or changing a career?
The best advice I've ever gotten in my life, and you know, I've been at the crossroads where lots of people have, what do? Do I go for safe? You know, as a young guy telling people you wanted to be a performance psychologist and you wanted to work with high-performing teams and you wanted to run motivational seminars. When I was saying that in Ireland 30 years ago, people thought I was nuts.
Mental. Mad. He's mad.
Mental. You know, who? No.
Get into the guards shut up now and get a decent pensionable job. Yeah.
You know, people used to say, I think the Americans are into that, but that'll never go here. And if I heard that once, Jennifer, I heard it a million times.
Wow.
But for me, I really believe, when I think about how short time is, and I think about life, we get one crack at it. One of the greatest books I've ever read is The Five Regrets of the Dying. And it is so simple, but it is powerful. And one of the regrets that most people have at the end of their life is, I wish I had the courage to back myself. The tragedy of life, Jennifer, is not death. Death is part of life. The tragedy of life is getting to the end and realizing you never actually lived. You never actually backed yourself. So I decided early on in my life, outcome, I'm going to let the outcome look after itself. But if I can become the best version of myself and follow a good process. So if I'm a good person with a good process, well, maybe that's enough. And I've had outcomes in my life happen that I never really predicted. They were better than I predicted because I wasn't really worried about the outcome. I was just every day, can I be the best version of me and can I stick with the right process? And I think for us all, when we just take it one step at a time, so every day I ask myself, what one thing could I do today to step in the direction of my dream? And no matter how small that is, if it's only one inch in the direction of your dreams is better than 6 foot in the direction away from your dreams.
Is it ever too late to change?
Never. Absolutely not. It's never too late to be happy and it's never too late to be at peace. It is never too late to get yourself out of a stressful environment. And ultimately, we think we're chasing things. We're chasing houses. We're chasing mortgages. But why do we need that? I think ultimately what we're chasing, Jennifer, is I want to feel that I'm enough and I want to feel peace. And one of the biggest things in life in order to feel peace is get out of your head and get into your heart. So there's a beautiful, beautiful little simple question that says, what would love do? If you're thinking this morning, should I change my career? Should I do something different? Ask yourself that simple question. Now that I know how short this life is, if I truly loved myself, what would I do? And then have the courage to listen to that and take the first step.
Wow, that's a big question.
It's a big question, but for me, we live our life either through fear or through love. And our brain, the brain in our skull, is a really important thing. It's a chemical, electrical processing machine. But we have to realize your brain in the skull is a threat detection system.
Mm.
It's fed and nourished by threat. And when the more threat you feed it is, the more it takes over and it's delighted with itself. But if we're always living from the brain, looking from the logical, the safe, the sound, the predictable, the controllable, then we'll always live from a place of fear.
Absolutely. I had this exact conversation with neuroscientist Brian Penny last week. And you're dead right. If there's people listening to your conversation, to our conversation right now, who are thinking they want to change career, they're deeply unhappy, but they have their mortgage, creche fees, bills, and they're worried about that. What would you say to them?
I would say, firstly, change the story. So change the word but to and. I hate the word but because it's fear-based. And the minute you say but, so if I said to you, Jennifer, I'm going to meet you in the morning to go to the gym, but I'm not sure if my car will start. Do you think I'm going to go there?
Mm-hmm.
So don't say but, say and. So I have a dream of starting my own business and. Now that fires a new, we know that fires a new part of the brain. So I would say to people, change your stories first. Instead of thinking, what if it goes wrong, ask yourself, what if this was to go right? And then just slowly begin to say, how could I explore this more? Is there somebody doing what I dream of doing? Can I find them? Can I meet them? Can I chat to them?
Yeah.
And suddenly you'll realize that they're just as normal as you. And what you think is a big, scary thing, they're doing it every day and it brings them love. So I would say, change your stories. Then find someone who's doing it. Ask them how they did it. And then visualize. We know the reticular activating system in the brain is always being primed by what we think about. And everything we think about, the reticular activating system goes out and it allows the brain to see only more and more of that. So whatever we're thinking about, the way we speak about things, primes the reticular activating system so that we can only see and experience more of that. So when we start to visualize successfully navigating, when we visualize the new life that we want, we're now firing that into the brain. We're creating those newer synaptic connections. And we're priming the reticular activating system to see and find more of that. So the more we become strong in ourselves, the more we align our central nervous system, the more we become balanced, the more we fire a new brain neuron. Suddenly, when we change our inner world, the whole world on the outside changes. And that's what we're so
goes back to back in yourself, like you were saying earlier on. But I got a text in just here from Jerry saying, saying Jerry is making a lot of sense, this texter says, but these aspirations are only available to middle class people. The reality for so many is that they're just simply trying to put food on the table. Having aspirations like this is something only realised later in life. Also, we're geared in school not to think for ourselves. Individuality was simply frowned upon. Running with the pack mentality reigns supreme in Ireland. What would you say to that texter, Jerry?
I would say, secondly, I agree wholeheartedly. I think our education system has a lot to answer. I think we tell people chase 600 points, become this, or that's a good job. That a job is only a good job if it nourishes and fulfills your soul and your dreams. So being a doctor for some people is a phenomenal job. Being a doctor for other people is the worst possible job in the world. Being a pilot for some people is a great job. For others, it's the worst possible world. For some people, being a carpenter is the greatest job on the planet. So there's no such thing as an objectively good or bad job. Mm. The key is, what do you want? So I totally agree we need to change our education system. But I would say, before he judges anybody middle class, I was absolutely the furthest thing from middle class growing up. And until a number of years ago, there was no money. I was working for free. I was putting every cent I had into trying to nourish my own understanding. I was power washing hay sheds at the weekend just so I could keep going with this. So I think it's a bit judgmental to say that I only did this because I'm middle class.
Were you happier? Can I ask you, when you made that leap to do your passion and do what you love, and you're washing those hay sheds on weekends, how was your mental health in that time? Did you feel that stress that you had in the other job, or were you happier because, okay, you're working harder and you probably had less money, but mentally, how did you feel?
I've never looked back. And I think there's two things. When you start your own business, everybody will tell you, I'm not going to lie and say, oh, well, I work 40 hours a week. And sometimes you have to work really hard. But there's a lovely expression that says, working hard at something you love is called passion. Working hard at something you don't love is called stress.
Yeah.
So, like right now, I'm in Portugal. I'm looking at a blue sky, and we've 70 people coming here on a retreat. Now, you could be very stressed over that, but I just can't wait to meet the people. I can't wait to do the workshops. I can't wait to do the yoga, the meditation, because this is what I love doing. And that lovely, but it's a cliche, but it's so true. When you find what you love doing, you'll never work again. So even though I might spend a lot of time and a lot of hours doing what I do, it never really feels like work. So the stress or the Sunday night dread, since I left my safe, secure job, I've never experienced that. I don't even remember what that feels like now. It doesn't mean that I don't put in long hours. It doesn't mean that at times I don't get tired. It doesn't mean that at times I don't doubt myself or get overwhelmed. Of course you do. But at the same time, if you were to ask me, if there's any other job in the world, would I prefer to do it? And there's not. I just know that what I'm doing now is what I'm meant to be doing. Now, that might change in a few years, but it took me a long time to break out of that old traditional model of safe, secure job, work hard, suffer a bit of misery for a few years, and then when you get your pension, you can start to live. I had to break out of that, but once I did, I've never once looked back.
Tell me about this brand for you.
Yeah, so the brand of you, what we're trying to do is, we're trying to say to people, changing job can be difficult. It takes courage. Yeah. It takes confidence. It takes calmness. So the first place isn't to start focusing on the workplace or the marketplace. The beginning is to focus on you. So are you fresh? Are you energized? Have you a good sense of vitality? Are you confident? Are you sleeping well? Because the more calm and confident you become, now you can start to step into the workplace. You can step into an interview. You can begin to think more clearly. So the first phase of this, it's all around, how do I become more calm, more focused? How do I build my self-confidence? Or what we say is, how do I develop a deeper and stronger sense of who I am, what I really want in life, and how do I develop the courage to go after that.
Somebody just texted in, Jerry, saying, I'm in tears listening to this chat. I've put myself second all my life and I'm opening up my laptop now and applying for jobs that I want.
And all I can say is, you know, life is too short to wait.
Yeah.
We think we're waiting, but the ego, the human ego, has a sneaky way of convincing us that quitting is waiting. So wait long enough, wait till next week, wait till next month, wait till next... There'll never be a perfect time to change career. It will never be a perfect time to start an exercise plan. There's always something going on in life. But when we start today, like that listener, with one simple action, and then we build the habit of action. So each day we take an action in the direction of our dreams. That's all I've ever been. I don't claim to have it perfected. I don't claim not to have mistakes. I've made loads of them. But I, deep down, I always knew that everything I did was in the right direction. And it goes back to the five regrets of the dying.
I'm life getting that book, Jerry, by the way.
It's powerful. I should be promoting my own book.
You should. Away, you I'll get your book as well, but I'll get
Regrets of the Dying. It just put life in perspective, yeah. Jennifer, because so many of us are rushing and racing all the time. And then when you ask someone a question, what are you actually chasing? What are you racing? And this short, beautiful life is happening right now. Are you in it? Are you present? Are you experiencing love? Are you experiencing joy? And if you're not, who are you waiting to give you permission? So the only person that can give you permission to step into the life you dream about is you.
I never forget listening to a radio program years and years ago, and there was a hospice nurse on, and she said, because she spent a lot of time with the dying by their bedside, and she said, not once in my 30 years career or whatever has anybody ever said to me, I wish I worked more.
No.
You know, and that comes from people basing their decisions on fear and mortgages and waiting to live. I thought you were going to come on and have a chat to me about a bit more of a career guidance counsellor vibe, but you're all about the well-being and mental health aspect of it, aren't you?
I think I am, because I think deep down, Jennifer, I think we all have the answers inside of ourselves. I can't tell you what your dream job is, and I would never try to do that. I really believe a good coach shows somewhere where to look, but doesn't tell them what to find. I'm not one of those people that prescribes or gives answers. So what we'll try to do is, if I can help you become more focused, more energized, more calm, if I can get you to listen to your heart and write it down and give yourself the confidence, then you know who you are. You know what you want. And I absolutely believe that every single one of us possesses the human spirit. And the human spirit is the most powerful, the most beautiful, the most resilient thing on the planet. So if I can just show you who you already are, and if I can just connect your heart and your mind, you already know the answers. So I don't really need to prescribe to people what and where and how. I think for me, it's just reconnecting someone. Who am I? What do I believe in? What are my values? And if I truly backed myself, what would I do? And I think deep down, we all have this inner wisdom. We all have this inner knowledge. And all I try to do is take away the noise, take away the distraction, take away the fear, and say, right, now that you're calm and focused, now that you're connected to your heart, now that you're full of confidence, what would you dare do?
Well, I think you've done that this morning. I know a lot of people are texting in, and you've touched a lot of people and woken a lot of people up, which is amazing. Jerry, tell me about your book.
Yeah, thank you. My book is Awaken Your Power Within, and it's my own story. It starts for me as an 11-year-old child contemplating suicide. So I want the book to reflect the truth about who I am and why am I so passionate about this, and how I found my way through that, through meditation, through exercise, understanding the gut brain axis, understanding the central nervous system. So these were things, in some ways, I felt I had to go and find out myself. And thankfully, I mean, it's not that I never have a good day or a bad day now. Of course I have bad days, but predominantly I'm calm, I'm happy, because I've discovered. So the book is around the mind-body connection. It is looking at what really is anxiety, what is depression. It also looks at things like trauma. What happens if we don't release trauma? And it looks at, trauma isn't just a big thing like a plane crash. trauma, I think the biggest trauma we can experience is the feeling of being unloved or unlovable or not good enough. So the book kind of asks, why do so many people feel not good enough? Why do so many people not trust and back themselves? So it's a book about the science of the human system, the science of the brain, the science of the central nervous system. But then it asks kind of philosophical questions. What is life about? Who are you waiting for? And then it has a little bit of spirituality where we begin to look at things like passion and joy and connection. And why do people who feel a sense of connection to something, it could be a community or a team or it could be God, why do people with community tend to be healthier and live longer? So it looks at this deeper essence of the human being, this social connected being. When we're connected to people we love, it does something to the immune system that we can't deny. And the science is showing there.
There's
huge science now behind people who have a sense of belonging and a community. Their immune systems seem to be healthier and stronger. And we know. So the book looks at the science. It looks then at some of the bigger philosophical questions around why we're here, what do we want? And it looks at this idea of meaning and purpose, that we as human beings are social beings. And instead of labeling each other and separating and segregating, what if we all saw each other through our own eyes? What if we realized that we're all connected and that everything I say about you, I'm saying about myself. And everything I do to you, I do to myself. So when I see you as simply a different version or extension of me, then I'm going to treat you with kindness and love and respect because that's what I want to experience. So however I treat you is what I'm going to experience more of.
Awaken Your Power Within. That's Gerry Hussey's book. And also, we'll all be racing to get the 5 regrets of dying. Gerry Hussey, thank you so much for joining me today. And just to remind people that they can go to irishjobs.ie to access this free Brand of You program. There's a lot of great info on there, so you can go and check it out. I love your honesty, Gerry, and the fact that you said, you know, you still have bad days. At least you're having those bad days in Portugal.
I am. But I want everyone to know that. And I think, there is no such thing as perfection. Nobody has it right all the time. But when we can be kind and loving with ourselves and stop judging ourselves, and I think it's just being real and being human. And I think that's what we want. And just to say, the program, the Brand of You Irish Jobs is free. So whether you're looking for a new job or not, whether you're with Irish Jobs or not, it doesn't matter. And we want to be really clear on that. And Irish Jobs opened that with their heart. It's free to everybody. Whether you use their services or not, whether you want to change your job or not, it is a free resource and it's there for everybody.
Gerry, if you said told me to go and buy a new highlighter, makeup or a bar of soap, I'd literally run out the door and buy it now. I appreciate you and what you have to say, and hopefully I'd love to get you on again for another chat maybe down the line, but thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us today. I think you've spoken to a lot of people this morning, and best of luck in everything you do, and enjoy your workshop.
Yeah, thank you, Jennifer, and listen, you have a great show there and you have great topics, so if I can contribute in any way, just keep up the great work yourself. You're a great voice for people there. And I think the more we have nice voices, I think, and speaking about great topics, I think the world is going to be a better place.
I think so too. Gerry, thank you so much. There we go. That is Gerry Hussey. Absolutely amazing man. Loved that chat. And as Gerry said, if you want to, well, check out his book, Awaken Your Power Within is Gerry's book. But he was on talking about this Brand of You program. It is free and you can check it out on irishjobs.ie. If you're contemplating changing a job or a career change, go and check it out. We'll be right back.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.